What did you see go wrong for your team that game?
Tonight, we didn't win any battles or enough battles. The part where you have systems is important to get to know the systems. It's important to feel comfortable, practice those systems. But at the end of the day, you get to win battles, and we didn't win enough battles. That's the bottom line.
What can you say about getting Kyle Connor down here with you?
Well, you know, it's. It's good for his development. He's got to play. He's got to be put in different situations. He's got to have the puck. He's got to move his feet. So that's why we're here. That's why we exist, to help our prospects to get some ice time. And that's what we're going to do with him. We're going to play him. We're going to put him in different situations like tonight. And hopefully he grows. And I think he will. He's a good player. He's got great speed. And we're going to help him grow.
But as a coach, you must like having the versatility of a player of his caliber.
Oh, absolutely. We're here to help the Jets. And when you get a guy like him, it's obviously an extra tool in your toolbox as a coach. But at the same time, as an organization, we want to do what's right for the big club.
Any part of your game tonight, aside from just winning puck battles, that went wrong? Was it outskilled? Was it just the power play early that got you, their power play specifically?
Well, like on the power play, you got to win puck battles, 5-on-5 on the PK. You got to be in the shooting lanes. I think it's the bottom line, competing for pucks and supporting each other. When we have success, you look at our games, when we have success, we have two around the puck at all time. And we're in a position to defend if we turn the puck over or if we lose the battle. But we're going to win most battles when we're around the puck. And tonight I felt we were watching the play on the ice. So we were watching what was going on and hoping for a scoring chance. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't matter what level you play in. If you don't win battles, you're not going to win.
You rejigged the lines in the third period. Did you like the way the chemistry worked with those lines in the third?
Well, I wanted to create something different, but you know, we'll look at the game and review and how it went, and we'll see what we're going to do tomorrow. Did I like it more? Not necessarily. We wanted to put some different wanted to look at different looks, but the result wasn't there.
You often hear teams talk about momentum. Is one of the difficulties in the AHL that maybe players are going to have to learn is with often so much time in between games, you know, weekend to weekend, that it is hard to carry, say, the momentum of, say, last Sunday's game over, because you then had 4 days of practice and almost guys have to find a way to reinvigorate themselves.
That's a good point. It's not so much like... So being in the NHL for 5 years and you play every second day, you can carry that momentum. In the AHL, it's more in blocks. So you play a weekend, or you play two and two or 3-3, and then there's a block where you get to carry that momentum. So we have to change it for tomorrow, but you're right. You play one weekend, and the next weekend it feels like a long time ago since we've played a game. So it's you don't necessarily carry that kind of momentum. You would like to, but it's not reality.
And on that block sort of analogy, did this game remind you at all of your first game against Texas last week? And if so, are you hoping for a similar response tomorrow?
Obviously, we would like to see a response, and we'll talk to the players about it. I felt it was different tonight. Tonight it was about supporting the puck and winning puck battles, and I felt, you know, you had a player like Kyle Connor, and sometimes there's that effect of thinking it's going to be easier, but it's not, and it wasn't, and we were hoping for that magic play or that magic goal, that you know, highlight kind of play. It doesn't happen that way, so we'll adjust tomorrow, and we'll see what's going to happen.
Thanks.